This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show.
Hello everyone, hello everywhere, welcome to The Happy Station, once again for listeners in North America on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band, and of course broadcasting around the world via the WRMI website. And to listeners in Indonesia who are listening to us via Radio Sonora and World FM in Tawa and Redwood in New Zealand. Now, hopefully, very soon, I'll also be able to say Europe and Africa because you may have heard me mention before that I am looking for one or at least two shortwave frequencies for Europe. Well, thankfully, that actually did kind of come my way. A listener whose name I cannot remember right now off the top of my head, he sent me a link to a transmitter relay in Lithuania, that is, that used to be used by Radio Vilnius, which is now a private company, and they rent out transmitter time and everything else. So I am talking to them because recently I sent an email out to a number of people saying, okay, if you're in Europe, what is the best time for you to listen? And people were saying like 20 hours UTC or 21 or 22 hours UTC. So that is kind of the time slot that I'm trying to get. When I contacted this relay, they said, oh, we have times at this one and this one, which was kind of like the middle of the night for you, which didn't make any sense at all. So I said, well, let me hold out a little bit. And when it comes time that you have those time slots open, let me know and off we go. So hopefully I am keeping my fingers crossed and my toes and my legs and my arms. Well, actually, I look kind of like a pretzel right now. So hopefully I'll be able to announce something very soon. Anyway, today is June the 18th, 2009, and a number of people have written in already for the program that we did last week, which was June the 11th, and the program at 1500 UTC on June the 4th. And I'm going to tell you something about that later on. Also, at the same time, the contest that I have been running since we revived the show in March is sort of coming to an end. We're giving away two shortwave radios, and I will tell you also more about that later on, because some people have been saying, well, if I don't win, what happens? Does my entry into the contest get discarded? No, it doesn't, because there's another contest also coming up, and I will tell you more about that later on in the show. But first, however, let's kick off with a piece of music. Here's Jimmy Cliff and the theme song to a movie, which is called the same name, The Harder They Come, here on The Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Harder They Come, Jimmy Cliff, beginning this edition of the Happy Station Show. I'd like to now turn our attention to the Happy Station Facebook page, which, if you are already on Facebook, just do a search for the Happy Station Show and come in and join the fun. I was very surprised because somebody who joined the group used to work at Radio Netherlands. His name is Francis Rolt. Some of you may know him. He used to do a program. Well, he did a number of programs in the English Language Service. So hello to Francis, who's now living in London. Maria Venberg, who lives in Sweden. And Guy Roussel, who lives in Quebec City, Canada. So if you want to join the Happy Station Facebook page, it's very easy. Like I said, if you already have an account, just go there and sign up and that's it. And if there's a Happy Station show that you miss, you can find all of them listed there. All right. The next thing I want to get to is, you know, the section that we do, Listener's Corner, with the recorded messages. Well, we had a slight problem because I did have some planned for this week. But the problem was the format that people sent them in. Now, as I said in the past, if you do have a recorded message that you want to send into the show, send it as either an MP3, WAV file, or lossless file, or even real player file. Any of those will work fine. But somebody, well, not just one person, but three people sent them in on an audio format, which I can't even play. I can't even play them at home. I made copies, we brought them here to the studio, and none of the files will play here in the studio. We tried Winamp, we tried everything, but none of them will play. So, if any of you are listening right now, make sure, like I said, it's an MP3 WAV or AACC lossless or something like that. It's the Apple software for making audio files or even Real Player. Now, the people that did send in the messages, I replied back saying, try to record it in an MP3 format and then I can squeeze it on the show. So we don't have it this week, but it's okay because we have, that means we can squeeze in another song, right? Somebody said, you talk too much. Well, yes, but that's true. I do. But some other people say, you know, we want to hear more about you. Okay, well, what can I say? My shoe size is 10 and a half, and I wear hats. The next thing actually I want to say is that if you hear some strange noises today coming from the studio, which I always say there's always some very strange noises, today the noises are going to be rather odd if they wake up. And what I mean by that is, well, I decided to bring my dogs to the studio because it's the time of year when the weather is very, very hot. And at home, if I leave them at home all the time, that means I have to have the air conditioning on. So I thought, well, I'll just bring them to work. So Kevin Lee, hello, Kevin, our technician. I said, well, come pick me up on your way in and we'll pack the dogs up in the car and bring them in. So they're here right now and they're sleeping right behind me, as I can see. So hopefully they won't wake up because I brought some of their toys with them. And some of the toys are highly annoying. But maybe I can get them to bark partway through the show. That's an idea. All right, time for more music. Let's take a listen to a group that I used to love and still do. The group is The Eurythmics. And the lead singer of the group, Annie Lennox, has what I consider probably the most beautiful voice that I've heard on anybody. But she is no longer with The Eurythmics. She now has her own solo career with the group. The group, of course, is no longer around, that's why. But let's take now a listen to The Eurythmics with There Must Be an Angel here on The Happy Station. The Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel Here on the Happy Station. Okay, at the beginning of the show, I told you that I'm planning to do another Happy Station tribute to DXers. Now, the reason for that is when I was preparing the show, which aired on June the 4th and was repeated on June the 11th, I ended up recording more material than you can actually imagine. And when I went into the studio to record that show, I was like, okay, what do I keep in? What do I throw out? And a number of people have been writing in saying they enjoyed it and will I do it again in the future? And that got me thinking, you know what? I'll definitely be doing that, let's say, because some of the other programs, some of the other interviews that I didn't use on the first one will be used on the second one, and a date for that will be announced much later on. Now, let me just give you a little bit of a, shall we say, a teaser of what is going to be on that future Part 2 Happy Station tribute to the DXers, an interview with a woman from Cuba who I met in China when she was working in the Spanish department at China Radio International. Well, before she went to CRI, she was working in Pyongyang for the Voice of Korea, Radio Pyongyang. And just as I was getting ready to record the first show, I got an email from her saying how, you know, asking how I was and everything. And I wrote back right away saying, by the way, I'm doing this show. Do you want to be interviewed about your time at the Voice of Korea? And she said, oh, sure. But unfortunately, we couldn't record the interview in time for the first one, but we've already recorded it now. And it's very interesting and absolutely fascinating. She is from Cuba and used to work also as an announcer at the Instituto Cubano de Radio y Televisión in Havana before she retired. So that's going to be on the next program, as well as some other fascinating items. So stay tuned to Happy Station to find out more about that in the future. If you want to get in touch with me by email, it's very easy to do. The email is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Now, PCJ, standing for Peace, Cheer, and Joy, as Eddie Start said many, many moons ago. So, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. We're now going to have a little bit more music. When we come back, we're going to head into our mailbag with a couple of postcards and letters that have come in, one here from the UK, and also a hello to somebody who said to please send them a QSL card, but they didn't include their address, so I'll tell you more about that in a second. It does happen, by the way. And also a letter that was returned to us, and it said address incorrect or something like that, but I'll look at it in a second. So hopefully that person is listening, so they'll hear their name mentioned again. But anyway, now time for more music. We're going to take a listen to something a little strange, a little unusual. It's Rolf Harris. Now, you probably know him because he did that song, Tie Me Kangaroo Down, Sport. The track we're going to take a listen to is an album that he recorded live in Vancouver, British Columbia in 1966. It's Rolf Harris and Wild Colonial Boy here on the Happy Station.
No, there was a wild colonial boy, Jack Doolan was his name. He ran away from Ireland and to Australia came. He robbed the wealthy squatters and their flocks he did destroy. And a terror to the rich man was the wild colonial boy. Hey! Now early one spring morning, as Jack Doolan rode along, a-listening to the little birds, their happy warbling song. You like the little birdie bit there? I'll do it again. He met three mounted troopers, Kelly, Davis, and Fitzroy. And they swore that they would capture him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander over valleys, and we'll gallop over plains. For we scorn to live in slavery, bound down by iron chains. Now it's the troopers talking, rough types. Surrender now, Jack Doolan, for you see it's 3-1. Surrender now, Jack Doolan, for your thieving days are done. He whipped the pistol from his belt, and he shook that little toy. I'll fight but I won't surrender! Shouts the wild colonial boy. So he fired at Trooper Kelly. And he brought him to the ground. But then a shot from Davis gave the boy his mortal wound. That's to rhyme with ground in the previous line. All shattered through the jaw he fell, still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they finished him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll run the mountains high. Together we will plunder, together we will die. We'll wander over valleys, gallop over plains, for we scorn to live in slavery, bound down by iron chains.
The Wild Colonial Boy, Ralph Harris, recorded live in Vancouver, British Columbia. All right, now time to get to the correspondence that has come in, and I'm just waiting for our good little friend the horse to make the delivery. All right, there we go. On time. Always on time. I tell you, all those gifts that I've been buying him definitely work out, including the lady horse, but that is a different story. The first one we have here comes from Wendell Craighead, who lives in Prairie Village, Kansas, and he heard our transmission on May the 28th at 1500 UTC, and that was a program that we did with Johnny Mann, and it's a very detailed reception report. And at the beginning, he says, well, he first, at the top of the show, he said, Keith Parent said, this is the Happy Station broadcasting to North and South America, blah, 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 blah. Actually, no, that is not me. That is Tom Meyer. So I just want to let everybody know, because a few people have said, Keith read the message, blah, 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 blah. No, it is Tom Meyer. So thank you very much for that. And he also included $2 U.S., and Wendell, I'll be returning the $2 US to you. I do want to thank you, though, for, you know, wanting to chip in and cover the postal costs, but it makes it very inconvenient if you do send money because I have to go one place to exchange it and then rush to the post office at the other part of town. So it's not exactly convenient. So I will send it to you. And you'll be also, of course, getting your QSO card sent to you. The next one we have here is from Howard Barnett, who lives in Maidencastle, Northampton in the UK. He sent this letter on May the 24th, I believe, and he was listening to the program via the WRMI website. And he said, could you please send me your program schedule covering your English broadcast to Europe? Well, we don't have that. We don't have any English broadcast to Europe right now, but hopefully I'll be making an announcement very, very soon for a relay that we are going to use. Okay, the next one here we have is from Lisa Minel in Salem, Massachusetts. Well, Lisa, I hope you are listening right now, because you sent me something which is rather fun. You sent me a recipe. I don't know why. This is not a cooking show. Or maybe you think I sound like the Galloping Gourmet, you know. But anyway, you sent me a muffin recipe because you thought that I would like to eat muffins. I'm wondering if I had mentioned that on a previous show. As well to say that you heard the show on two different occasions on 9955 kilohertz. But you forgot something which is very, very important. Very important. And that is your address. There's no address on the envelope, and there is no address on the letter inside, but you say, could you please send me a verification card? Well, I would love to, but there's nothing here, not even an email address. So if you're listening right now, I hope that you don't get angry if I don't send it, but because there's no address, but if you do, if you are listening, send me an email with your address and I'll get that off to you. The email address is pcj.happystation at pcj@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And now to George Stone in Salt Lake City, Utah. George, we had your QSL card sent, and it was returned to us with the writing on it saying incorrect address, and we verified this with the letter that you sent, and the address is the same. So, George Stone in Salt Lake City, Utah, if you are listening, do send me an email and double check your address, because it was very, very strange that it would be returned to us if it's the same one on the letter, but maybe you wrote it incorrectly. I mean, I've done that myself before, but everything was okay here. So if you are listening, again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Okay, we do have a lot of others to get to, but we're not going to do them. We can't do every single one, by the way, that does come in. Because that would just fill up 30 minutes easily. But coming up today at 15 hours UTC, we will have these ones as well as some others. So if you want to send in your reception report, I would love to hear from you. The address is very simple. Well, sort of simple. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I'll repeat that a little bit slower. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, Sanmin Road, S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C like Charles, I-A-O, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, which stands for Republic of China, and the postal code is 22070. Now, for whatever reason, if you didn't have time to write that down, you can get the address from the WRMI website by going to www.wrmi.net, click on Happy Station Show, and all the information is there. An interesting one that came in a few weeks ago, which I am trying to locate right now, which I have seemed to have misplaced under an album or two. Let me look quickly. Marion Canute. Here we go. Marion Canute is, she follows a lot of number stations, and she lives in Berlin, Germany. And she said, well, I do a program on number stations at some point. Well, the only thing I can say to that is 5, 5, 3, 5, 5, 3. Which, if you have the coding, if you have the decoder book, means yes. And that will be part of the second program that we'll do, Happy Station's tribute to DXers in the future. We are going to do something on number stations. You know, it's funny, actually, just in the last little while. Now, many years ago, I used to sometimes come across the number stations, and sometimes, if I had nothing to do, spend time looking for them. And just recently, again, I started to do it, and I've picked up some number stations from China and North Korea, which was very unusual because it had been reported on a lot of websites that the North Koreans stopped doing number stations in the year 2000, but some of them have actually come back. So, we'll talk about that, you know, in that show coming up much further on in the future. Okay, time for more music right now. Let's take a listen to Silvio Francesco. And this song is going out to a number of people. It's going out to Roberto Garcia and Damien Dondez de Vez, que vivirá Cuba. Damien y Roberto me escribe dos cartas, which are from 2 months ago, two letters from 2 months ago, which I actually just got now. So I'm going to dedicate a song to you because this is the, you will be the, wait a second, the third, wait a second, no, the fourth letters, fourth letter, the fourth letters that have come in from Cuba. So we're going to take a listen to Silvio Francesco, who is not Cuban, by the way. He is the brother of singer Catarina Valente. The song is called Ya de Herren Mexicana, here on La Estación de la Alegría para todos nuestros amigos que vivir a Cuba.
Ya de Herren Mexicana tanzen gerne Bossa Nova in der Nacht. Denn die Herren Mexicana wissen, was die Señoritas glücklich macht. Ja, die Herren Mexicana tanzen gerne Bossa Nova mit Olé. Denn die Herren Mexicana, si, 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 die Mexikaner sind okay. Gehen Sie doch mal ins El Dorado, sehen Sie sich die Caballeros an. Jeden Abend spielt Perez Prado und die Mexikaner gehen ran. Ja, die Herren Mexikaner spenden seinem Bossa Nova viel Applaus. Ja, die Herren Mexikaner gehen heute bestimmt erst morgen früh nach Haus. Ja, die Herren Mexikaner tanzen gerne Bossa Nova, das ist wahr. Doch die Herren Mexikaner gehen auch hin und wieder gerne an die Bar. Doch bedient Isabella, jeder trinkt ein paar Tequila, ja und dann stehen die Herren Mexikaner wieder neu beim Bossa Nova ihren Mann. Gehen Sie doch mal ins El Dorado, sehen Sie sich die Caballeros an. Jeden Abend spielt Perez Prado und die Mexikaner gehen ran. Doch die Herren Mexikaner tanzen nicht nur Bossa Nova in der Nacht, denn es gibt Señoritas, die ein heißer Kuss genauso glücklich macht.
Silvio Francesco with Ya de Herren Mexicana. And by the way, I saw the video to that song. Well, not a video, but a TV performance from when he originally did it, which was very funny because there's a big Lufthansa airplane in an airplane hangar. He goes, Ya de Herren, and then appears from the window of the airplane and then comes out on the wing. And then below the wing are a bunch of dancers doing the samba. Very unusual, very unusual. Okay, now the next thing I wanted to talk about was the contest for those two Sanjen radios that are going to be going out to two lucky people for the draw that we're going to have at the end of the month. The radios are a Sanjen ATS-909 and a Sanjen ATS-606A. And the people that have been entered into the lucky draw and will continue to be entered into the lucky draw are those that have sent in reception reports. Now, somebody asked me recently, well, if I sent in a reception report and let's say I didn't win, do you just discard it? No, I don't, because everybody that does send in a reception report, nevertheless, even if you continue to do so afterward, will be entered into another lucky draw, which will be held at the end of the year, which is going to be going out to four people for a Happy Station Christmas present. And what is going to be included in the Happy Station Christmas present? I am going to keep that a surprise right now. I'm not going to tell you any more about it until much, much later. So do continue to send those reception reports in because you will, of course, always get the QSO card and you'll always be entered into a lucky draw for this, that, and the other. Now, what is the this, that, and the other at the end of the year? Like I said, it's going to be a surprise. Okay, you know what? Maybe I should tell you. It's going to be a new car. I'm kidding. It'd be funny if I said, yeah, and prize is a new car, and then send off like toy cars or something like that to people. All right. We're now going to have some music up next. And this is going to be dedicated to two friends of mine here in Taiwan who are going to be doing some traveling overseas. Jessica is going to be going to the United States for about 2 months, traveling all over the place. And Ashley is going to be going to Europe. Her first port of call is going to be Luxembourg. So I want to dedicate to Ashley and Jessica on this show a song by Tom Meyer that he recorded many moons ago. I think it was probably around the time when either it was just before he took over Happy Station or just after he took over Happy Station. The song is called Fabulous Places and was used in the musical Dr. Dolittle. So here's Tom Meyer with Fabulous Places, going out to Jessica and Ashley.
There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There are so many fabulous faraway places, mountains and jungles and desert oases. Sit down in your chair, folks, and I'll take you there, folks. Just follow me. For there are so many fabulous faraway places to see. Why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me? I feel certain there's people you'd be glad to know there. So switch on your radio set and we'll go there. Go to those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Bangkok and Hong Kong and Paris and Venice, Tokyo, Cairo, Lisbon and London. Fabulous faraway places you're longing to see. Even if you just want to spend one single day there, if possible, in your own home, simply stay there. I'll show you those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Siam, Siena, Vienna, Verona, Java, Jamaica, Bombay, Barcelona. Show you those fabulous places.
Tom Meyer with Fabulous Places, going out to Jessica and Ashley.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
And once again, the website for Switzerland in Sound, that's run by Bob Zanotti, is www.switzerlandinsound.com. A while ago, I told you on the show that somebody wrote me asking if it was my voice that they heard as the extras on a DVD. And in case you missed it, a few years ago, I did a TV show in Japan with Lisa Ono that was about American popular music. Anyway, on the final night of the recording session for the music that was on the show, the musicians invited the cast and everybody to go to the recording studio for a party. Well, basically the orchestra was playing and there were drinks and everything else, and somebody said, well, why did you get up and sing? And I went, no, I don't think so. But then they gave me a few extra shots of sake, which I really don't like. And then ended up doing it and recorded some stuff, which was only for fun and just for the people involved. And then to my surprise, which I found out from a listener, is that it was released as the bonus tracks on the DVD of the series in Japan, which I don't remember giving my permission to do so. And somebody said, will I ever be using any of it on the show? The only thing I can say to that is I don't think so. But maybe if you're very nice, I will do that one day. Oh, you know, I mean, I just started getting listeners now with the revived version of Happy Station. The last thing I want to do is frighten people and have people running in the other direction. So maybe I will do that. We still have some more time to squeeze in some more music. And I just realized that unless the show is really boring today, I don't know what it is, but my dogs, both of them, which are rather large, have been, well, they're still sleeping behind me and they're still very quiet. I brought them to the studio today and I was hoping at some point I could try to get them to bark. And during the last song, I was squeezing the squeeze toy thinking that they would bark and get them excited. And they just kind of looked at me and the expression in their eyes was, oh, let us sleep already. All right, now we're going to take a listen to a group from Japan. It's a beautiful love song called If You Leave Me. The group is called, in English, the translation of the group is called Today and Yesterday. Here they are with If You Leave Me on the Happy Station. Yesterday and Tomorrow with If You Leave, a group from Japan. And I just realized that we can still squeeze in one more piece of music for those out there saying that I don't play enough music. So we're going to take a listen to Hamilton, Joe, Frank and Reynolds with Don't Pull Your Love. Hamilton, Joe, Frank and Reynolds with Don't Pull Your Love, the last song on the transmission for 1 hour's UTC of the Happy Station. And that song is going out to Kazu Kamita all the way in Japan. And he is a longtime Happy Station listener. So Kazu, I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, we've come to the end of this edition of the show. Once again, if you want to send me an email, the email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And our postal address is The Happy Station Show, or just put Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road. That's Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And Banqiao, by the way, you spell it Banciao. All right. Well, there's going to be another edition of Happy Station in a few hours' time. Well, actually, more than a few hours' time, at 15 hours UTC, with much more music and everything else. And by the way, on Saturdays at 10 hours UTC, you can listen to Happy Station again, a different program for listeners in Tawa, New Zealand. And the website for that is www.worldfm.co.nz. And that's at 10 hours UTC. Universal Time Coordinate. Okay. Anyway, until the next transmission, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, wishing you all well. Hope that you join me again very soon. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.